This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
After the Knicks traded for Mikal Bridges, what were the Knicks going to do with Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby? How could they afford him? If Mikal Bridges is coming to this Knicks team, does that mean the end for OG Anunoby? That's what everybody was saying. But you know what? The Knicks heard all of that. They heard everybody saying, well, OG's going to leave. OG's not going to sign with the Knicks. The 76ers, they're going to sign OG Anunoby. Leon Rose heard all of that. He heard everything. And now we have to report that the New York Knicks have signed OG Anunoby to a massive new contract worth up to averaging $42.5 million annually. We're going to break down this latest contract with the Knicks and now how the Knicks have turned themselves into legit championship contenders. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks re-sign OG Anunoby to a massive new deal. I already said it. I said it a number of times. The Mikal Bridges deal was amazing. He was the player I always wanted on this Knicks team. The number one target for me that I wanted the Knicks to go after. And lo and behold, apparently, he was a number one target for Leon Rose in this Knicks front office as well. And they went ahead, they made the deal, and they got Mikal Bridges on this team. The final piece, the perfect fit, the guy that we needed to have on this roster. After that happened, we all were looking at OG Anunoby. We all were thinking to ourselves, potentially, could OG Anunoby re-sign with the Knicks? Or could he look elsewhere? Could he get money from a different team? Well, now, thanks to Adrian Wojnarowski, we have nothing to worry about because the Knicks didn't wait long. They addressed the OG Anunoby situation immediately, basically immediately, right after they traded for Mikal Bridges. And they did so by offering OG Anunoby a monster contract extension. Let's take a look at these updates about OG Anunoby and his new deal with the Knicks. Shout out to Adrian Wojnarowski for giving us the following information. Woj states, free agent OG Anunoby intends to sign a five-year, $212.5 million contract to return to the New York Knicks. The deal will include a player option and a trade kicker. Something else to note here, if you average the salary for Anunoby, it works out to be around $42.5 million per year. But again, I said if you worked it out per average. The Knicks didn't do that. The Knicks structured his contract a little bit differently. And I say differently because they did so much differently than they do anybody else's contract that they sign on the Knicks. Now, I'm not sure if that's something that OG Anunoby wanted or if that's something that helps the Knicks now and in the future. Either way, they gave him a lot of money because an average of $42.5 million, That is still a lot of money to give any NBA player, even a player like OG Anunoby. But you know what? Even though it was a slight overpay for OG, I don't mind it. Because if you trade for Mikal Bridges and you get him on this team, you already have your championship window. It's open. The only way you can support that and contribute to that is if you add the right players. And the right player to add back to this team, to re-sign for this team, one of the key players for this team last season, not only during the regular season, but during the postseason, was OG Anunoby. And now we add him to Mikal Bridges? Hang on for a second. So we get Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby on this roster together, playing together, starting together, going against the league together. What do you think is going to happen against opposing teams? What are opposing teams going to do against OG Anunoby? Nothing. And if you magically too, you're going to see Mikal Bridges. What do you do against him? Nothing. And if you magically do, you're likely going to see Iheart. What are you doing against him? Likely nothing. What are you doing as an NBA team when you face the Knicks next season? You got Jalen Brunson, superstar point guard, who can score with the best of them. You got Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby, two of the best wing defenders in the game today. You have Julius Randle, three-time All-Star, coming into a contract year with something to prove. You have Isaiah Hartenstein, who I believe will resign with the Knicks, and he will be part of this roster moving into next season. And if that's the case, and he's moving into this roster going into next season, that starting five is going to do damage. Nobody's stopping them, and they are going to run through the league. I may have said that before, but it's something worth mentioning again, because this Knicks team that we've created, Leon Rose has helped us create. We have never been there. We have never been in a situation where the Knicks have come to this point, and now they're able to say, we're a legit contender, not only now, but for the next, 4 or 5 years, as long as we can keep this core healthy, together, and active. That's Leon Rose's plan. He has been waiting to do this move for the last 4 years. And now he made the move. And I'm so happy to see him do it. But that's not the only reason this deal happened. There were other factors happening as well, too. According to Ian Bagley, and shout out to him, he reported here, OG Anunoby would have had max offers coming from other places, monitoring the wing market. But Anunoby saw the vision with the Knicks and wanted to help build a true contender in the Garden. So Anunoby likely could have went to another team. They would have given him max dollars. And OG Anunoby, being so humble, thinking to himself, you know what? I could probably get max dollars if I waited for the Sixers, if I waited for another team. But I don't want to do that. I see what New York is doing right now. I see the moves that they're making. I know what I can do when I'm healthy, and what Mikal Bridges can do when he's healthy. And Mikal Bridges never misses a game. He's Iron Man. He is always going to play. So you're telling me you get all of that. You keep your...
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Core, and you get to re-sign OG Anunoby for $42.5 million. Yes, slightly an overpay, but you add that to Mikal Bridges. This team is doing whatever they want to do. You can criticize. You can say it was a bit of an overpay for the contract, maybe a bit of an overpay to get Mikal Bridges on this team. But I don't think that's the case. You have to pay to play. And if you see players on or available somewhere, and you know that's the guy that you need to get on this team, pick up the phone and call. See what the cost is. And if the cost is reasonable, you go ahead and you make that deal. You make that move. And that's exactly what the Knicks were doing. And the Knicks making this move has set them up for a championship contention for the next 4 to 5 years. We could potentially win a championship in the next 4 to 5 years. The reason for that is because OG, Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, they still remain on this team. We didn't have to give any of them away in order to make our team better, in order to make our team one of the best teams in the NBA today. And that's what we have right now. Shout out to Fred Katz of The Athletic for giving us the following information. He states, if the Knicks start Anunoby at his lowest possible starting salary to save room under the hard cap next season, this is what a five-year, $212.5 million contract would look like. So for the 2024 season, it would be $36.6 million. For 2025-2026, it would be $39.6 million. For 2026-2027, it would be the average of $42.5 million. For 2027-2028, it would be $45.4 million. And then for 2028-2029, it would be $48.3 million. So this is what we're talking about here in terms potentially of what Anunoby's contract could break down to be. And according to Fred Katz, the only reason the contract would break down in that way is because the Knicks would likely need the cash to try to re-sign Ihart. And now that the Knicks have traded for that star, all they need to do now is make the right additions, make the right trades. The right additions are in the second round tomorrow. And if the Knicks can pick some really legit second-round picks, some good second-round picks, that's players you can add to the bench. Apart from that, you can look at the vets on the market, you can look at free agents on the market, and you could potentially pick them up as well, too. There are a lot of reports, potentially, that a lot of free agents are going to want to come to the Knicks. They're going to want to join what we just created, and they might take the vet minimum. Now, another team trying to sign that player, he wouldn't take the vet minimum. Coming to the Knicks? He would. Why is that? When you're attractive and you're a contender and you look like one of the best teams in the league after you re-sign OG Anunoby, that's what everybody's going to think. We are one of the best teams in the league, second best team in the Eastern Conference, right behind the Boston Celtics, and the biggest threat to take down the Boston Celtics. I don't care what Paul Pierce has to say. I don't care what anybody has to say. In all honesty, that's where I am with it. So here we go here. This is the next update that we have, again, from Adrian Wojnarowski. He states, in 24 hours, the Knicks traded for Mikal Bridges and secured a five-year deal with OG Anunoby. Massive impact for the organization and its pursuit of Eastern Conference championship contention. So again, even Adrian Wojnarowski is giving the Knicks their flowers. He knows the Knicks could have went a lot of different routes here, but the reason they went this route is because they went with chemistry, they went with fit, and they went with something that they knew could work for today and moving forward. If they traded for Paul George or KD, those players are not in their prime anymore. They're out of their prime. If you trade for them, how many good years do they have left? 4 years? 2 years? 3 years? 1 year if the injury? What happens if that's the case? That's what we're going to have to think about moving forward. And that's exactly what Leon Rose has done. He's not going to add stars that may not be available for the long run here. He wants to add players that can help contribute, help have an impact, and make sure they're here for many, many years to come. And they're going to be available and healthy for many, many years to come. Iron Man Mikal Bridges, he checks each and every box off of that. A good training camp under OG Anunoby, where you get his conditioning up and you get his body right, he's going to miss less games because of that. The Knicks are going to help him with that. And that's what I think the Knicks are targeting right now. I don't know why exactly they traded out of the first round this year, because I thought there were a couple of players that were available, Ryan Dunn especially, that they could have drafted that was a win-now player that could help this team today and in the future. And if his offensive game just came up a little bit, if he was able to score just a little bit better, you never know. He could be one of the best prospects in this league. That's why you should have drafted. In my opinion, I think the Knicks should have drafted, but that didn't happen. They got a lot of second-round picks. I guess that's something. And I guess with the team that we have right now, the main goal is to save money. So that way we can re-sign Ihart. And another reason to save money is because you want to make sure you keep this roster intact. The Knicks did just that. Leon Rose did just that. You can hate it. You cannot love it. You can criticize it till you're blue in the face. But Leon Rose has always set this Knicks team up for success. Adding Bridges, re-signing OG Anunoby, and adding low-cost players? I don't know about you guys, but that sounds very, very good to me. But the reason that we're here, the reason we even got all the players that we even got right now on this roster is because of Leon Rose, Worldwide Wes, and Gerson Rosas. Those guys put in the work and did everything possible to turn this Knicks team into a legit championship contender. And I couldn't be happier. But what about you guys? What do you think about this Knicks team legit becoming a contender, not only in the Eastern Conference, but in the entire NBA? And let me know in the comments, how do you feel about the Knicks still being able to make more moves? And what do you think that next move is going to be? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.